Blog Talk Radio. and generate more sales. Restaurants, bars, hotels, auto dealerships, real estate offices, whatever your business, fantasy sports contests can help you increase your sales and bring you more loyal customers. Visit Fantify.com or call 888-55-SPORT. Our software lets you customize contests fast and easy for your brand. That's right. Visit Fantify.com or call 888-55-SPORT. That's 888-55-SPORT or visit Fantify.com.
Hold your breath. Hold it. Hold it. Keep holding. At first, you feel fine. Then panic sets in. What you're feeling now is just like the financial stress that millions of us feel. It's like you're drowning. Meanwhile, big things, little things, the moments that matter, slip away. SunTrust is about to help America catch its breath by lighting the way to financial confidence to help you make smart choices to move forward, onward, and upward. So now, let go and breathe. Feel that relief? Take the first step. Join the movement at onup.com.
To Black Coffee Talk. Ayana said, I meant it all in that last song. And before that, you were listening to Next Level, who is my co-host. I want to welcome everybody tonight who is listening and also those that are on the line. I am Black Coffee, and this is our radio show. I am the owner and CEO of Black Coffee Entertainment and Inspiration, and I am so happy to be with you guys tonight. I want to thank Karima Ali, our producer, And I would like to introduce my co-host, Mr. Next Level. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing great. I wasn't doing very well earlier in the week, but I thank God for the ability to be here tonight. So I am blessed. We'll put it that way. I also want to thank Mr. Ken Rand for the topic that we will have on tonight. We're beginning our series, our relationship series, and one of the first things we want to do tonight is talk about to kind of explain what the topic is. It's an introspection tonight. We're going to take a look at ourselves and kind of give what our responsibility was in the demise of previous relationships. There is a method to my madness, everybody, so I want us to take a closer look at ourselves this evening and kind of discuss some of our pitfalls. You think they're ready for that next level?
Well, I hope they are, because we're coming whether they're ready or not.
All right, so I hear that I have some guests on the line. I want to first go to 44695. Can you come in and introduce yourself and tell me where you're calling from?
Hello.
Hi.
Yep. And I'm calling.
Hello. Do you want us on the line now? Hello?
Hello. Yeah, I think.
Hello?
Rima.
Excuse me?
I think we got a couple people on the line simultaneously.
Okay.
Hey, Karima, just unmute one person to find out what's going on.
Okay.
So who?
Deborah, are you on?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. How you doing,
so,
Deborah?
I'm sorry.
I'm good, Next Level. Good to hear you.
Good.
So tell us your name and where you're calling from. Deborah?
Oh. My name is Deborah, also known as Cafe Olay.
Cafe Olay, okay.
I got cream and sugar.
All right.
Well, I heard Mr. Next Level, what it is you say about me and sugar.
Oh, so sweet. You don't need no sugar?
See, thank you very much. But, Ms. Battle, how do you feel about our topic tonight?
I think it's important because I think people not only have to look at their partners to see what has happened, but people have to,
okay.
We play a part of making things go bad as well. As much as we want to say it was him, we've done some things too.
Okay. Now, we have another caller on the line. Miss, I believe Adrian is on. Adrian, are you on? Okay. Who do we have on? Okay, how about 44414? Can you introduce yourself and tell us who you are?
Hey, Jackie. You got Raleigh calling in. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. So who do we have on the line?
We have four young ladies. We have Treasure, Michelle, Estella, and let's call me Ree.
All right, Riri. So, are you guys aware? Are you guys aware? Are you aware of what our topic is tonight?
Oh, what did we do to mess up relationships?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
We didn't do anything. You know we're angels. We are absolutely perfect. It was everything on the man.
Oh,
the woman.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Or whoever. Yeah, right. It was not the fault of the ladies that are in my presence right now. It was everyone else's fault.
Okay.
Do they have the, just have them turned down? Do they have a TV up or something in the background?
We are at a restaurant, so
okay.
I guess
okay.
we can't
okay.
really participate tonight.
Oh, you can. I think it's quiet now. We just want to make sure that, you know, everybody can hear everybody. That's all. It's cool. It sounds good now.
Yeah, we can hardly hear you guys, though, but we'll try our best.
Do we have anyone else on the line? I want to get to them before we go ahead and get into this juicy discussion.
You can have mine. I never drink it.
All right, so now I want to start with Deborah. Deborah, can you tell me what your thoughts are as you reflect on past relationships, on things you may have done wrong?
Oh. But I think most of the time I didn't verbally express what it is I needed from someone else. I didn't teach them my language of love. And so
okay.
I would get mad when I didn't get it how I wanted it, but I wouldn't let them know, or I would sulk. But I think my biggest flaw in relationships is just taking things as they are instead of saying, hey, I don't like the way this is happening, or I don't like what you did. Can we talk about it? I just didn't want to really cause any problems, so as long as we could keep it cool, I went along with the program.
Okay. I'm going to get back to that, but first I want to stop. We got someone calling in from the 229. I'd like for you to introduce yourself this evening. Are you there?
Adrian. Yes. Do you hear me?
Yes, dear. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Can you hear me, Jackie?
Yes, dear. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Okay. My name is Adrian Woods, calling from Albany, Georgia. Owner and CEO of Function Events, and just an Albany resident. I lived in Atlanta for 20 years, but I'm back in Albany, so... I wanted to just say that as far as my part and my ending of my long-term relationship, I was always trying to solve problems for them that they really couldn't be solved by me. And I tried it for a long time, and it doesn't work. A person's character rarely changes, and you can't, an outside person can't change it. So however a person is, you just have to let them be what they are. You can't change them. And as far as my fault in it, I think that I got impatient a lot, and I wouldn't say verbally abused, but I did say things that were hurtful, but only because of frustration and the fact that I couldn't see a change, nor any progress.
Okay.
Even with counseling, there was no change, and that caused a lot of frustration on my part.
Okay.
So I think you have to be, as they say, equal in yoke. And instead of trying to change somebody and make them into what you want them to be, it's just not possible.
Okay, Ree and the ladies, what are your thoughts on your self-reflection?
On what now?
I was trying to bring Sarita Ree and the other ladies into the conversation by giving me their thoughts. What are your thoughts, Ree? I think we lost Ree and the ladies.
Okay.
Back to, we're going to allow me now to share what I think. And
okay.
I think for me, in past relationships, there is a laundry list of things that I may have done wrong. I know that in some of them, I did not allow room for trust. I was not honest about my feelings at times. I was too much. I wanted to take care of everything and be perfect. And so I didn't let who I really am show.
Wow, that's deep.
So I think I accepted too much. And at times that would come out in passive aggressiveness. But we'll discuss that in a little bit. What about you, Mr. Next Level, since you, you know, you kind of quiet. I want to hear what you have to say about yours.
I think for me, it was just to be realistic, it was most of the situations that I can, you know, looking back on, I just don't think I was ready to settle down and just be with one person. And I think that I could be loved, you know what I mean? But I had to understand what love was enough for me to be able to just be exclusive to that one person. You know, it's kind of hard, I think, for challenging, I'd say, for a man that is kind of out there that has a little bit of sense, because there's just so many that women can't communicate with. And I think the other thing for me is just, I guess as a man, you know, it's a little bit easier because women, like from what I've heard, women are always trying to make the adjustment in order for the relationship to work. So, I realized also too that I probably should have been paying a little bit more attention to what was going on and not just assuming everything was okay because nothing was being said. So at the end of the day, I think I have to pay attention to what's being said, but also what's not being said, and really learn how to hear that silence for what it is and try to step in and try to create some degree of communication so we can find out what's going on and see if we can fix it, if it's possible.
Okay. I know that it sounds like a lot of these things that we're bringing up are oftentimes things, you know, I know that at the demise of a relationship, in the past, I have always been quick to say what they did wrong and why they didn't. Why it didn't work because of them. But I know I have come to a point in my life where I'm kind of introspective. And through self-improvement, I take a look at how my actions and deeds affected my past relationship. And I discovered, guess what, y'all? I discovered I'm not perfect.
No,
I don't think perfection is attainable. You know what I mean? I think going into any scenario and trying to achieve perfection is the biggest setup for failure, because how can you achieve perfection? You know what I mean? You'd have to be the perfect size, the perfect weight, say all the right things, do all the right things. But
exactly.
Then, you know, but your right things are necessarily the right things for the other person. So, I mean, it's like, I think we can move to achieve excellence based on who we are in our attempt to grow as people and move forward, and to be able to, like you were saying, sit back and assess what we did wrong, what we did right, and make adjustments as we go. But I think trying to achieve perfection is a tragic, it's just a mistake. I think it's a recipe for failure. You know what I mean? Because it's unattainable.
Absolutely.
But everybody doesn't know that. Everybody has their own form of what they think is perfection.
Right.
And everybody looks at themselves like, I have this form of perfection. Or let me not say everybody does it, but people look at this person that they are and they think, I have this form of perfection, and somebody would be glad to have me. But without finding that right match that goes with that quote unquote perfection, or as Jackie puts it, that crazy you can handle.
That level of crazy, honey. That level of crazy.
All have some level of crazy and some semblance of pseudo perfection. So it's about finding one that's gonna fit into your level of crazy and pseudo perfection. And I think we tend to accept other pieces and try to put it on the person that we think we want to be with, and make that person into something we're not, or they're not, because we're trying to get them to fit into our level of crazy and pseudo perfection.
How can we design a person to be what we want, when a lot of times on the road to development, we're lying to ourselves about who we are and what we want? You know what I mean? So how can we impose the truth on someone when we're still living a lie ourselves? You know what I mean? So at some point, we have to internally find out what our flaws are. We have to go inside of ourselves and try to make the journey toward enlightenment and wisdom, to whereas, like, you know, up to the point we are now, where we can actually realistically self-assess how we move. And when certain things happen, instead of, like you said, blaming the other person, you know, what did I do to enable this relationship to go in this direction? You know what I mean? Because, you know, from a psychological standpoint, every time you allow somebody to do something, you encourage them, or you enable them to repeat that action. But it also happens internally. Every time we go into a relationship and we just settle, we make it easier to settle the next time. You know what
right.
I mean? When we don't address something that we're not comfortable with, we make it easier to not address that the next
right.
time. You know what I mean? So from my perspective, I realized that I had to do a lot of work internally to get to a place to where I can realize that this situation is not for me, and it's not nothing against the person that we're not working together, because they have a right to be who they are. But at some point, we have to assume responsibility for taking action to move forward. We can't expect that person who is benefiting from being in this dysfunctional relationship to say, well, hey, I'm being dysfunctional, and you just need to go. You know what I mean? That's another lie that we tell ourselves, to stay in that situation until we can't take it anymore.
Right.
And that brings up
You have to know what it is you're looking for. What is it you want this person to say about you? Because sometimes we get caught up in that outside look. You know, he's dressing nice. He got a nice place. Or, you know, he has a good job. And, you know, when I take him around, my friends are saying, ooh, he looks good. He's in a nice car. But in the meantime, he doesn't stimulate you intellectually, or he doesn't take care of you as a person. But if you're looking for somebody that you really want to go on this long road trip with, from here to forever. You have to learn what it is that you're looking for in a partner. Do you want somebody you can trust who knows you, who has your back when things go bad, whose face doesn't get all twisted out of shape when maybe you lose something that's insignificant? So it has to be, you have to be in touch with yourself and who you want and what you're willing to put up with.
Right,
and
right.
I also think that we have to acknowledge that folks have to do stuff to put up with us too, because I don't know about y'all,
absolutely,
but sometimes I can be a pain in the you know what, and I have some ways that are not always the best, and I'm a little passive aggressive at times. I got a friend, I ain't gonna mention no names, who is worse than I am, but I do recognize that I am passive aggressive at times, and believe it or not, my friend helped me to realize I have some of that. But you know, I'll set somebody up for failure, you know, by not saying and being who I truly am.
Yes.
And like I said, there are times when I have been mean. I have been a little vicious, because any of you who have witnessed any of my comedy know that my tongue can be a little sharp at times. and I have to take a look at those things and begin to unpack my own baggage in order to expect a relationship to be successful. And my friend, Miss Adrian, is real quiet over there, but I want to hear from you some more.
No, I'm just listening to everybody else because I'm hearing so much of myself in their conversation. And I have done some of this stuff, you know. I'm really hard to get. I always try my best to treat the person like just the best way I can, you know. But I don't always get it in return, and I think the more I go through that, the less I want to give. You know, I'm very, 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 very scared now to give all of myself to someone, because I've done it so many times, and so many times I just have not gotten it back. I mean, it's always 70-30 or 60-40, or I know it's not always going to be 50-50, but you know, you get tired of just being the one that's giving you all. You want some of it back sometimes. And
so,
I think I try.
How long should we stop? How long should it take before we say stop? This one is
right.
Not
exactly.
Well,
exactly.
My thing is like, are we looking for the same situation that we just, are we looking for the same unsuccessful situation that we just stepped out of without psychologically realizing it? Because,
right.
Prior to now, because,
yeah.
If we're constantly repeating the same scenario, it's like we're ignoring the warning signs that we got from the last two or three relationships. So is it a thing where we have to get to a point where we can be truthful with ourselves to acknowledge the signs a lot sooner? You know what I mean? Because these situations have patterns. You know what I mean? If you're in a relationship and an individual isn't giving their all, you notice right away, you know what I mean? Well, maybe after their representative leaves. But you start noticing little things that are familiar from the last two or three relationships. So why do we have the tendency to just keep on moving toward that when we've been there, done that, and we could just take corrective action by moving on? Sometimes is it hard for us to just say, look, this ain't for me, and break it off? You know what I mean? Because even in that, we're lying to ourselves, because we're not happy in this scenario. So are we conditioning ourselves to just put up with this thing until it just gets to the point that where we can't even tolerate it no more, as opposed to understanding, okay, I've been down
this
road.
I like to call it unnecessary devotion, because you're devoted, but they're not as devoted. It's like that thing I saw on Facebook said, you know, why jump over an ocean for someone who wouldn't jump over a puddle for you? And
right.
I'm beginning to see that this is a complete waste of time. I mean, if you're not getting it back, if that person, if you're excited to see that person all the time and they're not excited to see you, you know, you got to ask yourself, you know, what are you doing? What
mm-hmm.
are you doing here? Because, I mean, if you're not getting that feedback, it's a complete waste of time. And I think
right.
that's why I'm scared to do it again, because when I fall in love, I fall in love. I fall in love, like I'm talking about head first down into the pool, bottom of the pool. You know? And then I crack my skull over there, and that's when I realize this isn't love.
You gotta wait. And give that ooey gooey part a chance, so you could get out of there and come up
yeah.
for air, and then see if this is gonna gel. Because sometimes when we get into it, you like, I see this happening, but it may be that we don't know each other that well, or maybe he doesn't know that I don't want it like
right.
that. You know,
he's
showing
the best part of himself at first.
Yeah. And instead, you know, you don't want to rock the boat, so you just let it go. But unconsciously, we're teaching them how to treat us while we're trying to give them a chance to learn how
right.
to treat us better.
Exactly.
Right. You know,
that is
you
very
know,
true.
I had a conversation the other night, and this is also something that, you know, we have a tendency to do to set ourselves up for failure. And
mm-hmm.
we were talking about the fact that past relationships, we take that baggage with us into new relationships, and what we're doing is we're looking at that other person with a magnifying glass. And so
right.
if they do something remotely like the person that hurt us in the past,
exactly.
we take that and magnify that 100 times. And assume that they're like that other person.
They certainly do.
I have to say, it took me a long time to get there, because I was a trusting person, and it seemed like I would meet men who presented themselves differently. But as we went, you know, down this journey, I would see like the same things. But now I'm in that place where I'm looking for it first. So where before you were given the benefit of the doubt, and now
uh-huh.
you have to show that that you're interested in doing the right thing before
guilty before proven innocent.
And
yes.
and where do we stop that? Where do we stop that setting ourselves up for failure? And then we'll find ourselves treating that other person poorly when they don't deserve
exactly.
that, because we're putting what the other person did on them.
Right.
It's a catch-22,
right.
because if you put a wall up, you can't, nothing can get in or out, and that's not
how
good either.
That's why they say work on that wall between relationships. Don't just slide into another relationship. You have to be able to choose a relationship. Don't just get in it because it's there and available.
Right.
I like to say, take the time to unpack that baggage.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right. At least. And I think men are better with that than women are. I mean, I know that sounds stereotypical, but I think men are better at that than women are. I think women move fast because they trust more than men. If men get hurt, they really get hurt. I mean, it's like, you know, you had to basically take a drill to get back into that heart. But women, I think they're just more trusting. They're like, you know, and I know there's an old saying, you know, with the lesbians, you know, what do you bring on a second date? A U-Haul. Because by the second date, you're just in there. You're all in there.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know,
that's one of the mistakes that we make, moving too fast.
And we do that. We do that too. I went on a date and he left. I looked up one day. I was like, "What are you doing here?"
What are you doing here?
Listen,
well,
for me, I just think
I would like to know if Next Level agree with what I said about the trust thing.
That's exactly what I was about to ask.
Everything I'll tell you this, you know, I've learned to kind of break things down to, am I telling the truth to myself or am I lying to myself? You know what I mean? Because there's really no gray areas there. You know, it's either the truth that it's the truth that I see, but do I want to believe but then am I seeing a lie that I want to believe for right now? You know what I mean? Is my desire to be with this person greater than the truth that I'm seeing in this person? You know what I mean? And sometimes it's all about we're being selfish and what we want out of relationships to the detriment of our own well-being. You know what I mean? And for me, and see, I'm saying this because these are the conversations I had to have with myself in order to cross over to this realization that, you know, I'm broken and I have to constantly repair myself, you know, and I say that to say that the journey is always ongoing, you know, but I can just say that it's easier when I can look at a situation from a much broader perspective and look at what adjustments do I need to make in order for this to work or in order for me to move on to something else. And what I find out is that people are just so used to being in these dysfunctional relationships that they can't understand the fact that I can walk away from a situation that isn't right and not be mad at them because I'm not the right person for them. I can accept, this is the thing, I can accept that I'm not the right person. And maybe men have an ego thing or something like that, but as a man, I can accept that if I meet a woman and it's not going right, I can, for me, it's not, well, she should do this, she should do that. I'm not the right person for her. And I'm good with that. You know what I mean? And I can tell her that and be cool with that and move on. And I guess that's something that's unfamiliar to people, and they don't really know how to make that adjustment. But at the end of the day, that's where you wind up anyway. You know what I mean? Because you can only lie to yourself. Y'all can, in a relationship, we can only lie to ourselves, but so long before we finally just hit the wall and it all falls apart. You know, so for me, it's really about accepting the truth. You know, it's really about addressing my ego to myself, first and foremost. Yo, is this an ego thing, or you really? Because I'm going to tell you, me, I might be vain or sensitive or whatever, but I really don't believe in chasing and pursuing a woman. You know, you either like me and we can move forward, or you don't like me and I'm good with that. But all this, oh, I got to, you know, just hang in there and wear down. And nah, I'm not going to do that. You know what I mean? Because
I don't blame you
for that. Yeah. And I could be with somebody who loved me while I'm running around in circles in this other
scenario. I think that person will find you. I don't think you need to be out there searching.
Yeah.
I rarely have pursued anybody.
Yeah, it's about being the right person for me.
I got another question for you, Next Level. You know.
Yeah.
You know, we're drilling you as the man tonight, but do you think that it's true that when a man is hurt by betrayal of some sort, or his heart is broken, that it's harder for him to open up and love the way he did before?
Well, I mean, yeah. And then a lot of times we don't even know how to love as men. You know what I mean? That's something that we have to get to later on down the road. And I'm just going to be, okay, I'm going to play the devil's advocate, okay? And I'm going to be the butthole. I mean, at a younger age, it ain't even necessary to love, because all we're doing right now is just kind of running through everybody having sex. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? If we happen to find somebody, now we'll probably fall for the one who's doing the same thing that we're doing. We can't get to her, and she hurts us. You know what I mean? But she only hurt us because we let our ego step in, and it wasn't even about loving her. It was about the challenge, but we failed, so we got kicked in the chest. And now, you know what I mean, we're going to go ahead. This is every other woman's fault that we meet. But I'm going to tell you something. A lot of us have issues with not being loved by our mother. If our mother was abusive to us, we're still carrying that 10, 20, 30 years down the road, because we don't know how to adjust to the fact that there's nothing that we can do today that's going to change yesterday. You know what I'm saying? And it's like for me, for instance, and that's what I'm saying. So this is from self-talk. Like, you know, like I'm still like, okay, I'm in my 50s, whatever. I'm still tripping by not knowing my dad. So there's a lot of stuff that men carry with themselves. I'm not making no excuses. But I'm just saying is that we don't know how to love. And as we start to learn how to love, it's through trial and error. A lot of times we have to lose so much that we have to really evaluate what we're doing and start making some adjustments. But a lot of times it don't happen till later on, till we done really ran out of options, and here we are in our late 50s or whatever. Now we're trying to find love, but we all burnt out from being hoes back in the day.
Wow. And another part to that question is, do we, and it's for men and women, do we even know how to love ourselves?
I do.
Of course not. We got to get to that.
It took me a long time.
There you go. That has to be a priority. How do you, matter of fact, I could ask you, how do you love yourself? Can anybody answer me, how do you love yourself?
I think for me, it's liking who you see in the mirror, because I did for a long time. I didn't. I mean, I grew up in a family where everybody, cousins and everybody, the extended part of my family, everybody was light skinned and everybody was, you know, with the long flowing hair and everything. And my family was on the darker side, so of course we got called black and this and that, and it became this thing where you think that because you're dark and you know your hair isn't quite as long, you felt like you were the lesser part of the beauty part of the family. So it took me a long time to realize that, you know, God made me for what I am, and it's all right. And I think that's when you begin to love yourself, when you start to like what you see in the mirror and actually like who you are as a person. And you can be alone and be okay. You don't have to be with someone all the time. You can go to a movie by yourself. You can go to dinner by yourself. I can do all that stuff by myself and be just as happy. And I love my own company.
Let me explain to you the misconception of dark and light skin that we don't realize. First of all, dark skin is our natural state. This is
exactly who
we were when we came from Africa. The light skin people, all of that, we're basically kind of like we're the abominations of rape. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
From our slave owners raping our mothers, and this is what happened. We got light skin, we got this, that, and the other. So I don't mean abomination that we're abominations, but these were just men raping our mothers, you know, imposing their will on us. And this is what we are. So in actuality, in the real world, we should be kind of feeling some kind of way about not being pure as our dark, you know what I mean? So this is how things have been twisted around. You know, for me, I don't care. You know, I've dated all kind of dark skin, and I'm kind of attracted to dark-skinned women. I always wind up with a light one, but it's not on purpose or whatever, but I understand what it is. You know what I mean? I'm not caught up with the fact that that goes all the way back to the house slave and the field slave. I'm just not buying into that, but I just think that darker women represent the purity of who we are. who it really originated from.
It doesn't come off, so you better deal with it.
There are two things I want to say. I think we have some people on the line, but before we get to them, there is something I actually want to share that a lot of people may not believe due to the number of photos I post of myself on Facebook. But I am in the process of learning to love myself. It's a long process. It began. The process of me loving myself, however, did not begin until I began to deal with some family issues. And look at that not from the perspective of a child, but from the perspective of somebody giving their history an honest look, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, loving myself is a daily struggle.
Every day that you love who and what you are going through. Some days you might like more things about yourself than not.
Mm-hmm.
Those core values that you like. My core to me is pretty good. I don't like what's on the outside right now. So I keep that to myself. I love who I am as a person, and I feel like I have a lot to give, but because I don't like who I am on the outside, I keep that to myself, and I push away other relationships, and that's going to happen until I'm comfortable with me on the outside.
Right. Because I will say this, you know, loving yourself may be hard, but hating yourself every day is a whole hell of a lot harder.
You know what I mean?
Because you got to pile so much onto that. You got to stay stressed. You got to stay angry. You got to stay. Hating yourself is a job. It's just that we've gotten so used to hating ourselves that we don't even realize that that's what we're doing. And the journey for improvement, this is supposed to be ongoing. You know what I mean? This is supposed to last until your last breath. That's what's so incredible about it, because it is a never-ending journey. But it's a never-ending journey in finding out who you are, you know, and bettering yourself and feeling good about who you are and being able to connect to people and enrich them on different levels. You know what I mean? So that's what makes it an ongoing journey.
That is the beginning of learning to love someone else, though, loving yourself.
You have a point of reference.
Even when it's not about hating yourself, and I'm speaking from personal experience, it's more like feeling yourself unworthy.
We gotta quit putting Band-Aids on it. You either like yourself or you don't. And that's how you repair yourself.
Very good.
You know what I
mean?
When you can just stay there and say, is what I'm feeling right now conducive to where I need to go, or is it detrimental? You know what I mean? These are the conversations I have with myself, because when we start going into those gray areas and we start rationalizing our self-hatred, our self-deprecation, that just allows us to linger in that longer, when we can just say, you know what, this is destructive right here. I need to start working on getting away from this, as opposed to, don't put no Band-Aids on it, man. It is what it is, and you need to get away from it or move toward the light. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's
in
a negative way, but, we got to – sometimes you just got to kick yourself in the butt and say, yo, this ain't working. I need to do something else.
And it's something I work on consistently. I try to work on it.
Ongoing journey. You ain't gonna wake up. Listen, this other thing too. Then I'm gonna shut up. No, but I'm just saying. Where we are right now, it took us years to get here. Okay,
exactly.
Now, say for instance, you've been like in a negative space in your life for 40 years or 40 45 years. I'm just throwing a number out there. Do you realize how many days is in a year, and then how many hours are in a day, and how many minutes are in an hour? These are every minute you've been living this negativity. I mean, you know, once you get about 5 or 6, you start rationalizing. But say for 40 years, are you 45? And for 40 years, you've been getting up, thinking these negative thoughts and ingraining this stuff into you. How the heck can you undo that in 2 or 3 months? You know what I'm saying? When you live thousands and hundreds of thousands of minutes in this negative space. So it has to be an ongoing journey to undo it. But when you realize that this is what your journey is, it allows you to be able to undo it more because, like I said, when you perform an act, it makes it easier for you to perform it again. And we really have to listen to our self-talk. What are we saying to ourselves? You know what I mean?
Right.
Because the subconscious will receive that. You know, it's like, well, you know, I don't like this about me. Okay. And then you ingrain that because you repeat that. You'll say that. Every time you say, well, I like this about me, but I don't like this about me. Or as opposed to, I like this about me, and I need to work on the reason why I don't like this other situation about me. Give your subconscious the option to adjust to fix yourself.
And, you know, I want to bring in, we have a couple of callers on the line that I would like to bring in. First of all, I'm going to go to the 850 area code. Can you introduce yourself and tell me where you're calling from?
My name is Vernon. I'm calling from Florida, Gulf Breeze area. I've been listening to you guys. The problem with relationships is we are pre-programmed from a child to believe that life is a fairy tale. There's never going to be a perfect situation to anything.
Oh,
a person have to start to realize that their partner is right sometimes, and they are right sometimes. Nobody is completely right all the time. And that's where the communication break down at, where nobody wants to understand anybody else. They want to, hey, it's my way, you know. It can't be my way or the highway. That's just not the way it is, you know. If you have somebody to care about, stop. Take a deep breath. Sit back.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. And then try to develop what you heard. Not just go out and most of the time we just throw it out. Like, oh, well.
Well, you know, I can say that the advice from Vernon is very valuable to me because he's been happily married for how many years now?
31.
Wow.
So I need the book that he writes. But I also want to bring in, we have another caller from the 229 area code, 229-343. Introduce yourself and tell us who you are. Are you there? Did we lose the 229? What about the caller from 803 area code? Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, introduce yourself.
This is Lyric, and I'm from South Carolina.
Okay.
And that's a good friend of mine.
Yes.
All right.
Forgive me, but I don't even know who I'm talking to. I got a text message from him, like, call in. So, I don't even know, you know, lady, if you wouldn't mind introducing yourself, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Well, let me introduce her. Her name is Lyric. She is a phenomenal poet, teacher, and she actually kind of helped me to realize some things as far as my anger goes because she's really a giving, beautiful soul. But that has kind of cost her. Because, see, what we're talking about, Lyric, is the things that we may have done incorrectly in the relationship mm-hmm. that caused the demise of the relationship and behaviors that we keep repeating over and over again without making an adjustment, and we wind up, you know, on the bad end of the stick. I know you know a little bit about that.
Right. Well, I mean, from what I've heard, the conversation has been, every time I hear like a certain point, I want to kind of jump in. But for me personally, I think that for me, I was, I guess some might say, you know, damaged at an early age. And that affected first and foremost how I saw relationships and how I behaved in relationships. And then later on, once I'd finally gotten to the point where I forgave myself for what had happened when I was 12, I then began to look at relationships a lot differently, more of a give and take.
And honestly, I feel as though I heard what the caller right before me said with regards to, yes, it's a give and take, but if it's not the right person for you, it doesn't matter how much you give and take, it's just not going to be right. You see what I'm saying? You just got to be the right person for you first and foremost. And then if it is the right person for you, then there's nothing that you two can't do together. I battled with the self-esteem issues for years and years and years, well into my 30s, before I actually got a handle on it and understood that I was the one who had to change that about me. I had to change it. No one else could do it for me. So once I'd make that decision, then I started looking into more self-care and doing those things that I enjoy. I also got into a relationship for 4.5 years that took me away from my art and took me away from all those things that were important to me, and I felt dead in that relationship. But I feel as though it served a purpose in the end, because now that I am single and able to explore all of my art forms, I discovered I could paint. I've discovered all these new dimensions of me that I never knew existed. But I wouldn't have fought so hard to find those things if that part of my life did not take place. Yes, it took a lot out of me. Yes, I had many conversations with Next Level, finding courage and what have you, tears and all of that stuff. But by the same token, I think if I had to do it over again, I may have still done this, because it has made me so strong in areas now. Now, I heard the young lady speak about how, you know, she puts a lot of pictures on Facebook and everything, but that she has to start really, really loving herself before she can actually love someone else. This is true. This is very true, that you do have to love yourself before you can love anyone else.
But in order to do that, you really just got to focus all your energy in on those positive things about you instead of the negative things. Because the more energy you give to those negative things about your personality, then the bigger they will become in your mind and in your heart and in your perception of the world. So you have to kind of put those things in perspective and put things in balance. Understand that, yeah, that's a flaw. It's all right. I'm good with that. I just need to take mm-hmm. that flaw and mold it and mend it into what I want it to be, what I would like for me to be in this life, and take it step by step and start working towards that and working towards that. And just keep going. No matter what's pulling at you, no matter what's trying to tear you down, there will be people coming at you, you know, wanting to get with you and all these different things. But you're going to have to utilize your discernment and your intuition, because they will not leave you wrong. If something feels off, then you need to take a step back and just look at it. And look at it openly. Because if you don't, then what's going to happen is that thing's going to you're going to try to, you know, oh, it's not that bad. You know, it's a small little flaw. It's nothing. You know, and then later on it becomes a monster, which is where you saw it from the start. You just ignored it.
Now you have given us some deep stuff to think about. and with that, I'm gonna have to take a break for a few minutes, Lyric, and get me another glass of wine, and think about some things. So
yes,
if
ma'am.
You could give us 9 minutes to go ahead and take this little break, we'll be back to talk a little bit more for a little
okay.
while longer.
Sounds good.
Will you remember my name after this night of pleasure? Will you remember my face? Will you remember my smile? Will you remember the way I said your name out loud? Will you remember the way I made you feel? You told me it was so unreal. You told me I made you. Too many times for you to count. Will you remember that? Tomorrow morning, when you wake up beside me, and if I'm not there, will you remember to call me? Will you remember me? Will you remember my name?
the definition of pure beauty. The dawns and sunsets, the shimmering stars and moonlight, the earth's creations and brilliant colors, gazed upon her in awe. They aspired to be what Scorpio already was. Scorpio was art in motion, moving with a rhythm as unique as her signature. Her grace and elegance were the sources of my inspiration. Scorpio was my poetry, every word I have ever written and have yet to write. Scorpio placed her fingers softly on my lips,
so sexy, baby,
and made silence a companion. Took me into her lair, laid me on satin sheets, stood above my face, allowing me to watch as her hands cast their magic spell upon her body. I observed as the forces of stimulation invaded her until the essence sinks from between her beautiful brown chocolate thighs onto my face. Scorpio removed her glistening fingers from her divinity, signed her name across my lips. Lady Rain.
Next level. The only thing
ma'am.
I got to say to the only thing I got to say to you is you need to change the title of that song to Capricorn, not Scorpio.
I was gonna say I like that song because it says Scorpio and I'm a Scorpio.
Well, okay.
I don't know about to talk about. Wait, who name on the show? Who name on the show? That's what we go over. Black Coffee and Capricorn.
The original name of it is actually she. So it really embodies all women, all zodiac signs, because that's the original name is she. I just changed it to Scorpio, but and I'm actually redoing it back to she. But all the lyrics and everything are still the same. But it's she. She was a definition of pure beauty, the dawns and sunsets. Love it. Thank you.
Well, I have to give a plug for October 19th. I get to be on stage with this fabulous man on October 19th. And we will be putting on a show for those who are lovers, but also those who believe in love. So, we're going to do some stuff for you. You guys have never seen me in action quite like we're going to be. And as you can hear from next level stuff, it's going to be on and popping. There will be more information available. There will be more information available, of course, as we go along. But it's going to be at the Art Station in Stone Mountain, and we know the 19th is a, I believe it's a Wednesday night, isn't it, next level?
Yeah.
And see, we want to give you some midweek stuff to take home with you and you know, kind of marinate on until the weekend. Marinate on and in until the weekend. I can guarantee you that if you have the smallest faith the size of a mustard seed in love, we will grow that plant for you by the end of the night.
Wow. Right, because I will be in full effect, and I'm kind of backed up from not doing any shows, so I'm just going to really, really, really put it out there, 100%. I'm leaving it all on the stage. So.
I'm kind of backed up. I'm kind of backed up too, but in a different way, but we'll talk about that. But the tickets will go on sale for this event on Sunday. Keep your eyes peeled. It will be on our website for Atlanta Mix Radio. So make sure you, I know you're waiting with bated breath to purchase these tickets. So they go on sale again on the website for Atlanta Mix Radio. And they go on sale on Sunday. Now, I want to, because Lyric has moved me so much. Lyric, are you still there?
I'm still here.
I wanted to hear more of your thoughts. We have about 10 more minutes, so I want to kind of go around the table, but I want to start with Lyric. I want to start with Lyric to give us your closing thoughts on how we began to prepare ourselves for the next relationship and achieve more success. And I do want to say before we get started, I don't count success in a relationship as necessarily forever. I mean, it's one where if we don't belong together, even if we don't belong together, we're able to walk away with good memories.
Right. I would honestly say that one of the biggest things that you can do to benefit yourself in the whole process of reigniting with someone else in your relationship is to learn how to forgive. Forgive all of those people in the past who've hurt you and let it go. Because that's the way not to carry that baggage into the relationship with you. Now, it's not that easy to do because some of us have been hurt pretty badly. But when you realize that you become the prisoner, if you don't forgive, then it makes it a little bit easier to do, you know.
Amen.
So,
Lyric, that was confirmation for me because you don't know this because we haven't met before tonight, but my spiritual mission for the past 3 years has been about love and forgiveness, and so that was a confirmation for me that my mission is the right track to be on. So thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
Now, Miss Adrian, I want to hear your thoughts.
On
where do you think we all should start so that we can be more successful in the next relationship?
Well, I will have to take my advice from Lyric because what you said was perfect. We have to let those walls down and we have to forgive people because we allow people in our past to control our daily activity. And they're not even thinking about us. They moved on and they couldn't care less. And we're carrying all this baggage around and letting them control our day and control our relationships, how we treat people, how we accept other people's love. We have that wall up and that wall has to come down.
Right.
We have to let it go. We have to let the past go. And that was just back of what she said. We have to let it go and move on and stop thinking that next person is like that last person.
Mm-hmm.
Because they could be totally different, but you got to give them a chance. You have to give people a chance. You can't just say, okay, I'm done, because you're allowing people to win. And I'm one of these people, I'm a control freak. I don't like to let people win. So I wouldn't let someone in my past control my future. And so I think that what you said was absolutely on point.
Okay, Ms. Deborah Battle, let's hear from you, your thoughts. Deborah, are you still on? I guess we may have lost Deborah. So before I finish out mine, I want to know if Neville wants to contribute.
Yeah, all I can just say is when the truth is talking, listen, because if not, you're lying.
And that's even to ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It starts with ourselves. You know, when the truth is talking to you, listen to it, because if not, you're lying to yourself. Because, you know, nothing can happen. None of these things can happen, you know, most of the time in a relationship, unless you are a willing participant. You know what I mean? Realize that you are a victim by your own consent in some of these crimes of passion that are going on. And then that will allow you to make the adjustment. When you realize that you're a willing participant, then you, what do I need to do to stop participating in this whole atrocity that's happening?
All right. And now, before I say my two cents worth, I want to ask our producer, Karima Ali, to chime in for a moment.
Yeah, thank you. I really want to tell you guys, this has been a great show, and I think that this has just been a great show. I'm hoping that we can continue this series on for next week, because this is such a healing part.
Right.
Adrian, and all y'all just put it in there. It got so good to me, I went and got in the tub and listened to the show while y'all were talking.
No wonder.
Listen at you.
That's what I need to do.
She's all relaxed.
We're about to do a GoFund divorce fund for Rima, so I can get this shit over with.
Oh, that's funny.
You did a really good job on the DJing tonight, too, man. You were mixing, and, well, you was doing the most over there, man. What, you got two turns? You got four or five computers you mixing in there? You did a great job tonight.
She did.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. So y'all have a great day. Thank you, Jackie.
And, you know, giving us that next level kind of stuff, you know, kind of soothes the savage beast in me.
His music is so soothing.
Well, that's my mission, y'all. My mission. Somebody got, you know, I want to show y'all love. I want to take you to that particular place within yourself that'll give you peace. I think that's really my, you know, it's like the knowledge I have, the spirit that I have, is just trying to move it through my music into those who will accept it. That's how we enrich each other and elevate each other.
Yeah, exactly.
We're leaving y'all with something positive, you know what I mean?
And definitely. I think that for me, tonight's show has been kind of cathartic. And, and I am looking at myself in a new light. So I want to thank all my guests, and I want to invite everybody back next week for a continuation of this discussion, because I really think it's something we need. And I also want to encourage people to contact us with show ideas and become involved, because like I said, my name is on the show, but it's our show. It's stuff we need to talk about.
Right.
So please call in next week at 516-387-1251. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your thoughts. Again, that number is 516-387-1251. I'll see you guys back in next week. Same time, same bat channel. Love you guys.
Thank you.